And we are now speaking with State Representative Ben Harris of Hillsboro. It's our weekly report from Jefferson City. And Ben, I guess the big news this week, the budget was passed out of the Missouri House of Representatives. What's this budget look like under Governor Greitens?
Well, the budget, the operating budget for the 2018 fiscal year, we got it out of the House, so now it moves to the Senate. It's a $27.75 billion budget. We have kind of a May 5th constitutional deadline to complete the budget, which doesn't give the Senate a whole lot of time there. We were kind of several weeks kind of behind of getting it out of the House, and for several reasons. One reason was the governor kind of didn't really release his budget proposal until right at the deadline, and that kind of set us back a little bit. But I'm sure the Senate's going to make some changes to it, and those changes will have to be kind of negotiated between the House and the Senate and kind of work out the differences. And then both chambers are going to have to pass some kind of final version to send it to the governor by May 5th.
Your version is I heard education might be getting a little bit more money than they usually do.
It's not too bad. The House budget calls for about a $48 million increase in basic state funding for local schools, which is your K through 12. But now higher education, on the other hand, they're going to take a decent hit, actually. So that they have about that $48 million increase for kind of K through 12 funding, but higher education institutions, four-year schools, community colleges, they'd be cut by about a 6.6%, which is a pretty good hunk. I know I've had several kind of phone calls and emails and letters from kind of locally here about Jefferson College that they're at least kind of planning on closing their pool and stuff like that, which a lot of seniors and other people in the area use.
What about, I also heard that Medicaid funding might be getting a little bit more money?
There should be. I think we're going to try to get some money in there as well. There's a lot of things that we have in the House budget that I don't know how they're going to, if they're going to hold up in the Senate. The Senate budget chair on their side, he's probably got some different ideas. And under the proposed budget from the governor, he had kind of some pretty big cuts and stuff to like nursing home and in-home health care services and stuff like that. But the House kind of restored that. But by restoring that money, they took money away from what the kind of the so-called the circuit breaker tax credit for low-income and elderly and disabled, the kind of the renter's portion. And so they're cutting that and taking that money and putting it into the home health care. So they're kind of, you know, taking money from one senior disabled kind of low-income group and giving it to another. So we'll see how the Senate holds up there on those.
Once again, we're speaking with State Representative Ben Harris from Hillsboro. Busy week in the House of Representatives. Prevailing wage bill. It was passed out of the House. And you're a Democrat. I'm sure you voted against this, but we had some Republicans here that are representatives here in the area that were also against this bill.
Oh, yeah. It passed out of the House 89 to 60, so that's actually fairly close. They need 82 votes to pass it, so that's only, you know, seven more votes than what that needs to pass. And the bill that passed out, it completely eliminated prevailing wage. And I don't think that's going to hold up in the Senate. Even some of the Republican senators and everything and reports and stuff I've seen that they've talked on and that I think they're going to try to kind of cut it down a little bit, but do some kind of moderation there and not completely get rid of it. So I think the Senate's probably going to change it around and not completely cut it, and then it's going to come back to the House somewhere along the line.
As far as prescription drug monitoring goes, Missouri is the very last state, the only state that doesn't have a prescription drug monitoring program. And actually, some counties have already started to take it upon themselves to do their own program. But it looks like the House has passed this issue through, and you say you're not for sure about the Senate.
Well, I think it's got a better shot this year than it has in the past. And you're correct. There's quite a few counties, even Jefferson County here, where I'm at, and some others that are moving forward and set up a prescription drug monitoring program because they're tired of waiting on the state. We passed it out of the House 109-40, in which we've done several years, and it's usually kind of languished in the Senate. But there's mainly one senator that was really the would threaten filibusters and everything else, who's kind of killed it the last couple years. And I know he's kind of came out and said that he probably won't support it, I'm sure, but he's not going to maybe stand in the way and filibuster like he has in the past. So actually, I kind of feel more confident this year than in making it through the whole process than I have in the last couple.
And finally, let's talk about IDs. The federal government has passed a bill that says everyone's IDs need to be updated to their standards. Missouri hasn't done that yet, and that could pose problems with people that are wanting to fly out of the country, Missourians. Is that going to get fixed this year?
I think it's got a pretty good shot, and that's the kind of Federal Real ID Act of 2005. So it's been around for a long time. Missouri's been working under a waiver for a good decade here, and that was from the 9/11 attacks under President Bush. After that, the federal level passed a Real ID Act that, for your driver's license, I think at the time from the 9/11 issues, a lot of those terrorists had these IDs and stuff they were using, and so they're trying to bring that more up to better standards to try to stop that kind of thing from happening again. And so we passed the bill out 99-40, pretty good, over to the Senate. There's the support for it. There's a Senate version as well over there. So the issue is that I think there's down to Missouri is just one of five states that are still continuing to hold out. And starting in kind of January of 18, these our current licenses, we won't be able to allow to get on planes or military bases already. I think the people have problems getting on military bases. And even if we passed it and it went into law, there really wouldn't be enough time to get them all changed over and set up. But the thing would be that as long as we're working and moving forward, then I think we'd get that waiver again, and then we'd be okay until they got all put together. But if we don't do anything like we have for the past 10 years, and then we could have some major problems in starting next year.
Let me ask you about Medicaid expansion. In Congress, all those Republicans, they wanted to eliminate Obamacare, get rid of it, and do their own thing. Apparently, they couldn't do that a couple of weeks ago, so I guess Obamacare is going to be here for a while. Medicaid expansion in Missouri, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Well, there's other states, Republican-led other states that are moving forward, even Kansas. Kansas passed a CanCare, I think they called it, or something, but they passed, which was basically a Medicaid expansion with big Republican support in the Kansas legislature. It was vetoed by the Republican Kansas governor, and I believe they came within just a couple votes of overriding them, and that's his own party. Republicans have a supermajority in Kansas, and they were just a couple votes of overriding their own governor on putting their Medicaid expansion forward. We had on the budget bills, like we do most years, there's a little area in there that we tried to expand Medicaid in, but we tried again this year, and it got voted down on pretty much a straight, I think it was a straight party line vote like every year, but on the federal level, by them failing to, they've been campaigning to repeal and replace Obamacare for the last 7 years, and they failed. They couldn't get the votes to, when they control the House, the Senate, and have the president who's been pushing for it and campaigned on it. They still didn't have the votes and were unable to do it. I would think they're going to maybe try again, but even the Speaker, Ryan, there said that Obamacare's the law of the land and is going to be here for a while.
Representative, always appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. We'll try to keep up with everybody, and looks like we'll have a good weekend here, and hopefully people can get outside and enjoy the weather.
And that's State Representative Ben Harris from Hillsboro.